Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Many states have decided not to wait for the federal government to act on global warming, regardless of who is president. And when it comes to cars, the federal government has opposed state regulation at just about every turn. Over the holidays, it denied Trailblazer California the right to regulate greenhouse gases from cars and said only the feds can set those rules. Now the states, led by California, are fighting back in the courts. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports.
Dozens of engineers and air pollution scientists in Sacramento have been working for 3 years to determine the best ways for automakers to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions in time for the 2009 models, which will be in showrooms in just a few months. But on December 21st, the federal government told California to abandon these efforts. EPA Chief Stephen Johnson said California's traditional right to set its own air pollution policy does not extend to greenhouse gases because global warming is no more a problem for California than anywhere else. Johnson also argued that since President Bush had just signed new fuel efficiency standards into law, California's effort was effectively superseded. In response, California Attorney General Jerry Brown, joined by 15 other states, announced he was suing EPA.
The dereliction of duty that is implied by the environmental guardian of America, the administrator of EPA, turning down California's very viable plan to curb greenhouse gases when the EPA itself has no plan of its own. It is shocking. It is unexpected. And not only are we suing Mr. Johnson and the EPA, but I'm going to pursue this until we really get the truth of what's behind it.
Technical teams in Sacramento also worked over the holidays to rebut the contention that California's efforts were unnecessary. Their new analysis shows California's approach would remove more than twice as many tons of greenhouse gases as the federal government's new 35-mile-per-gallon rules. Recent legal opinions support the right of California and other states to regulate greenhouse gases this way, but the issue is really time. As these states continue to battle the federal government and the automakers, it becomes increasingly difficult to get the required changes into next year's automobiles. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Los Angeles.